This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the program, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It is absolutely free. Put it on your phone and take a sitting where you go to the podcast later on today. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm all right. I'm all right. No, I'm on this medication, you know.
Uh-oh.
And it just makes me knock out. Like, it's just.
What's it for? Yeah.
It's for my bladder. Not my bladder, my kidneys.
Your kidneys.
My kidneys,
you got bad kidneys, huh? Yeah. You're like the Pope.
I am like the Pope. It's no joke. Hey, the kidneys are no joke.
Well, I'm just saying.
And by the way,
you're like
and
the Pope.
I'm only supposed to drink, like, clear stuff.
Yeah. What are you drinking? Let me see what you got over there. Oh, you got a 2 liter.
Yeah, but it's clear, right?
You got that killer juice.
I know. And I was like, I grabbed this and I thought, well, that's not what they told me to drink. They told me only to drink clear liquids. And I have a 2 liter bottle of Diet Pepsi.
That's what you're for right now.
Yeah, you got that Coca-Cola killer juice.
Remember when they had like Pepsi Clear?
Yeah.
Or Pepsi Crystal?
Yes.
See, if they still sold that, I could drink it.
That stuff, it was junk.
Yeah, it was.
Was it not the worst? What is it with these bottling companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi? Anytime they try something different, it sucks.
I know,
except for
I
just
know.
The regular and their diet. That's it.
But
if they go with something else, for some reason, they just can't get it right.
But people like the cherry Coke for a while.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I like cherry
Coke. I still
Coke.
Love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it makes me just like, literally like.
Just to make you feel better, I'm praying for your kidneys.
Thank you. Actually,
I'll say a prayer for your kidneys. It's really scary. I bet it is.
It is scary because this is the second antibiotic I've been on because the first one was resistant.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what's that mean? Does that mean it just doesn't work?
It just didn't work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Resistant.
So, resistant. Yeah.
Hadn't
you know how they always
yet.
Tell you that could happen?
Yeah.
It did.
If you take too much of the same medication over and over again.
Yeah.
So I've been on like antibiotics since what, January?
Seems that way.
Three different kinds.
For all of 2025.
I know.
You've been loaded up.
Holy hell. Falling apart.
Does it make you feel bad?
Yeah, in fact, yesterday I puked.
No kidding.
Oh.
Jeez.
Like,
holy moly.
Yeah, it says, see, I don't follow any of the rules. So only clear liquids, right?
Yeah.
Whoops. And then it says, take with food. And I forgot yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that Arabella robe is shot.
Oh, no.
You could threw up on it?
Yeah, because I didn't have time. I mean, like, I felt it.
Jamie,
and I know.
That's a $500 stolen robe.
I know. I'm
what
so
are
sad.
You doing?
I don't know. I'm going to try
put
to
put on something,
it.
You know, from, like, the Hooters Resort or something when you're about to throw up.
The Hooters Resort. It, didn't that go under in Vegas? Yeah.
No, I think they're back.
Oh, they are?
Oh, I think they're back. I think one of the big complexes out there across the street from the Venetian, I think that Mirage or whatever it is that they tore down, I think that's going to be a Hooters complex.
No, they're bankrupt.
The restaurants are, but I think they're still doing a resort. I really do. I saw the sign when I was out there at the Venetian.
I'm going to say no.
All right. Well, investigate.
But I do know that you're going to be sad, Schmidl.
Yeah?
Because Circus Circus is for sale.
What?
Yeah.
Let's
the
buy
legendary
it.
Circus.
Let's buy it.
It's probably only like $5.
Yeah, let's you and I buy it.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
The owner, who also has stakes at, like, he has 50% of this resort and this resort. He has a bunch of resorts, but he owns outright Circus Circus, and he said it's time to put it up for sale.
No Does it kidding. Come with the bed bugs if we buy it?
I think so.
Okay, yeah.
Or
let's
maybe,
do it.
Maybe sold separately.
Those are free.
Yeah. I want a Circus Circus robe.
Yeah, get a trapeze act.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Oh, God.
Wasn't yesterday a beautiful day?
It was.
Man. Gotta
love
perfect.
It. Perfect. I know.
You know, I love that March is going to be on Saturday. For some reason in my head, when March gets here, I feel like we're out of the woods.
Well, actually, isn't it our snowiest?
It is our snowiest.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that.
So I hate to tell you this, but
I'll give you the snowiest.
Bad news.
I'm talking about the frigid weather.
Oh,
you know, the
okay.
cold. The snow, I don't mind. The cold, I hate.
Okay.
But I feel like
we're not out of the weather yet because it's the snowiest month.
Yeah, plus that groundhog saw a shadow that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, forget about him.
Stupid ass.
Don't forget about that dude. Yeah. All right, we have to take a break here. There's a lot of updates on stories this morning. There's an update on that cop that punched that, or I'm sorry, the Bronco coach that punched the cop.
Did we find out why?
Airport. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got all that right. information. That's crazy.
Uh-oh. I haven't heard.
This guy snapped.
Yeah.
He snapped. Not a good scene for the Broncos.
No.
You got to let this guy go.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that a little bit later on. And one of the puppies got returned.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I did see that.
All right, we've got a lot on the way. Stand by. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's all coming up next.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning. So off air, you tell me, Jamie, that we owe Carson an apology.
Yeah,
I want to clear things up if we owe him apologies.
We do. Well, last night was Monday night, right?
Okay.
And I was living the dream, and I thought of you, BJ, because I was doing that same thing you did Saturday night, but I was doing it on a Monday night.
Oh.
I was doing laundry.
Oh, laundry.
Yeah.
Matching socks.
Yeah.
Yep. And so I was hanging up clothes and doing all that, and I thought, well, as long as I'm just sitting here on the floor. Which, by the way, that's where I do the laundry.
All right. You're sitting on the floor.
Sitting on the floor, surrounded by two baskets.
Yeah.
And so I go to Netflix, and I turn on a series called Gold on the Court, or Court of Gold, something like that. It's the Obama produced it, and so did Michelle.
Okay.
It's the production about the NBA teams going to the Olympics.
Okay.
It's behind the scenes of them going to Paris. Okay?
Gotcha.
So, do you remember when we gave Carson so much crap because we were like, oh my God, the Avalanche are all Canadians and you're voting for Canada. You're like going, oh, Canada. You know, remember? And we called him a traitor.
Right.
And
we said, turncoat.
Yeah. We said it was crap that that all these Avalanche players went to play for Canada during that, whatever that four thing was.
Four nations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, four nations thing. Well, I kind of had forgotten that Jamal also played for Canada during the Olympics.
Jamal.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray. One of our best players. I didn't know Jamal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like one of our best players. Yeah.
On the Nuggets.
Yeah. And he went and played for Canada during the Olympics. And then Jokic went and played for Serbia.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So.
And how they both play here.
How does that owe him an apology?
Because he was like, look, all my players went there. So I think a lot of people probably were rooting for Serbia because their favorite player, Jokic, was on Serbian team during
the Olympics.
I don't know.
A lot of people are torn.
Okay. Well, maybe some people were. But most Americans were rooting for USA against Serbia.
I will say, when Jokic was taking him on, I wanted to see Jokic single-handedly beat Team USA.
Wow.
I wanted to watch that so bad.
I never root against Team USA, no matter what.
So why we owe you an apology is, A, I mean, it's obviously a it's not just a hockey thing. I guess these guys do go to their other teams when they play in the Olympics and whatever.
And
right?
You love them. I mean, you grow up with them. You idolize them, and yeah, you're gonna cheer.
So
for
all
them.
Of a sudden, you're Canadian, which is fine. and then so that's number one. And then number two, I saw a lot of Americans with the Jokic jersey on in the stands this documentary.
During the Olympics.
Yeah, documentaries ruin you. I don't like the way you come in here after a documentary.
Well, by the way,
because they convince you.
By the way, it's so funny because the Serbian team, they all act like Jokic. Yeah, I just want to play some basketball. I was like, is this just a Serbian thing?
Yeah,
there's no enthusiasm with them all.
Like, so.
They're all just like, I like the basketball.
Well, I mean, you can feel like you owe an apology. Yeah. I don't feel that way. I'm just going to tell you because I root Team USA no matter what. Okay, no matter what the player is, I root Team USA. But I think that's okay. But each can, you know, root his own. It doesn't matter.
I highly recommend this documentary. I've only seen two of the six parts. It's, you know, they're like an hour each. So it's six parts, and it's called
Court of Gold.
Court of Gold. And Barack's in it. Man, they don't even like him.
Who doesn't?
Like the basketball team, our USA team.
Oh.
Why don't they like him?
They all ignored him. They didn't even carry his around.
Oh.
Like he was the weird guy just geeking out over him.
They're all in like this little group, right? And they're all having fun and everything. And Brock's just in there like, hey guys, what are you doing?
Can I shake your hand?
They just didn't. They kind of acknowledged him a minute, you know? Like, yeah, good to see you. And then he's just standing there awkwardly. It was bizarre.
Is Michelle in it?
Well, I'm only two in, so far, no.
No, okay, no, so no. Nothing there.
Nothing
there. I didn't know they produced it. I didn't know it was part of their deal.
I didn't either.
I had no idea.
I didn't saw it. I saw
the credits.
I don't
even know the show, to be honest with you. I don't know anything about the 50, what is it, gold?
Court of Gold.
Yeah.
Court of Gold, yeah.
Yeah, I know nothing about
it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, speaking of sports, all right, this Denver Bronco coach, wait till you hear what happened at the airport. All right, first of all, we found out yesterday that this guy was arrested. He's a linebacker coach for the Denver Broncos. I forgot his name. Will Hoyt or something.
Will
like
Hoyt.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got arrested out at the airport. I guess he got in an altercation with a police officer out there, a legit police officer, not just a security person. But he goes out to the airport and he leaves his truck unattended. He starts his truck. He's starting to leave. And for some reason, he got out of his truck and walked off. Okay.
Maybe he had to go poop.
Maybe. I have no idea. I have no idea what the guy had
when
to do.
When you got to go, you
got to go. I mean, like, that would be the only reason to leave it running and at the curb. Right?
Yeah.
We're like, it's an emergency.
Well, no, he's in a parking garage.
Oh, he's in the parking,
and he's getting ready to exit. That's where he leaves the vehicle. So the cop walks up to him and says, dude, you can't leave your car unattended out here running like this. And the guy says, F you.
All right.
Just right out of the chute, right?
Definitely.
And then next thing you know, the coach, bumps him with his chest. Well, the cop pushes him back, and the guy hauls off and hits him in the face.
What?
Wow.
With his fist, knocks him to the ground, and tries to escape.
Oh, he's going to jail.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Here's the story.
According to the probable cause statement, Michael Wilhoit is accused of punching a police officer in the face at the drop-off line at Denver International Airport. Police say the Denver Broncos outside linebackers coach pulled up to the airport's arrival drop-off lane at the East Terminal yesterday afternoon. He then got out of his 2021 Ford Bronco and left it unattended. According to the probable cause statement from police, a uniformed officer approached Will Hoyt when he returned to his vehicle and told him he could not leave his vehicle unattended. The statement said Will Hoyt used profanity at the officer and bumped his chest into the officer. Once the officer shoved Will Hoyt back, Will Hoyt then punched the officer in the face, according to the statement. The officer tased Will Hoyt for a couple of seconds before he got to his car and drove away. The statement says that the officer suffered injuries to both of his knees, also pain to his right jaw, and Will Hoyt is facing a single charge of felony assault over the incident, and his bond is set for $5,000.
Holy moly!
So that makes more sense. I didn't understand the parking garage. It was, in fact, the drop-off area, because you know how strict they are up there. Well, I know, but he just
said... This one says the departure.
Departure is the drop-off area.
Yeah,
that's the drop-off area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, so it makes sense because you guys have all done that. They are vigilant up there.
Yeah, you can't even sit in your car and sit and wait.
No.
Exactly.
Let alone get out of your car and leave it unattended.
That's why I was going to go with it. Like, he should have gone up and gone, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I had to poop. It was really, you know, I was gonna soil my britches. You know, that's what he should have said.
Instead, he went with rage, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He could have easily said, poop the pants. Yeah. I think any officer would buy that, right?
Although I do like that I went with soil my britches.
That's a Southern Illinois thing, isn't it? Old britches. I like that word. Is that crazy or what? This guy lost his cool, man.
Well, not only that, he's going to be sued.
They had to pull out a taser, hit him with the taser, then he drove off. Yeah. They had to chase him down.
What's because that coach is a big guy. He is big.
But what makes you think you can do that? Yeah. It's a cop.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how big you are. You can't do that with a police officer.
I mean, he's just...
You can't go up and just bump them in the chest, and when they push you back, hit them with your fist?
No.
Yeah. That is outright assault, man.
Oh, my God.
On a police officer.
He might be done.
Yeah, this guy's looking for trouble.
He might be done.
Yeah, he's looking at trouble big time. Yeah.
Because
he's done with the Broncos.
Yeah, and the officer's going to sue him for money.
Yeah. So. I saw a rumor yesterday saying they should let this guy go and bring back Von Miller as the coach. Yeah. Hmm. Because he's out of his contract up in Buffalo. So
does he want to coach?
He wants to come to Denver.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're saying, oh, here's an opening for you. Again, that might be just a rumor.
Is his kid still here?
I have no idea.
That secret one we didn't know about and stuff.
But when I saw that story, I thought, well, Von Miller's kind of had his problems too.
Yeah. Remember? Wasn't that chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the whole thing.
I'm like, I don't know if I want to trade one for that one.
Yeah,
he had his problems too. This guy's in a world of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't be smacking around on a police officer like this.
Did they tase him twice or just once?
I didn't catch it. He just tasered him.
They said several seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just held the button.
And then he's just standing there taking it. Yeah.
That's tough,
so bitch. That's what I'm saying.
And then drove away.
Yeah, that's wild.
You don't know that they're going to catch you? I mean, you're not going to get out of there. There's only one way out.
Well, yeah, and there's a million cameras.
Yeah.
It's the airport.
Yeah. Oh, everything is on camera. You're right. All right, quick break. We'll be right back with Tabloid Trash.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I know that we mentioned it before, but again, public service announcement, because that's what we do. We're supposed to be for the public, you know? That's our jobs.
That is our job.
It's our job.
Yeah.
So if you get one of those toll texts, we mentioned it last week. If you get one of those toll texts, it is fake. Just delete it.
Scared me.
I know. I know.
I hopped. I'm like, oh my God, we got to pay this.
Yeah.
My wife said it's fake.
It is fake. It is fake. But they're really
Jamie
good
said
at
it's fake. Everybody said it's fake, but BJ.
Yeah. So they're saying that they're getting really good at this, and it says you have unpaid tolls and whatever, but they'll just mail you... E-470 will just mail you a letter. So do not go for that text. Just a public service reminder like BJ did.
It's a good text, though. I gotta tell you, man. I don't know who put that thing together, but they know what they're doing when it comes to scamming.
I know, but remember, like, last month you did that whole thing, like, I don't get anybody that would fall for a scam. How dumb do you have to be?
Oh, like I really said that? I fell for that other one. Remember the other one where I had to go in and put my credit card in?
Yeah, you
I
went clicked in and, it and everything.
I went in and put in 4 credit cards.
What was it for?
I forgot.
Oh, no.
It was something that I got in an email. This was an email, wasn't it? No, it was a text.
It was a text.
It was a text. I know what it was for. It was a USPS.
Oh, that's right.
They said that you had a very important certified package that had to be signed for. But that whomever sent it was 54 cents short of making sure it gets delivered.
But in your defense, let me just say, because most people would be going, you're dumb, and none of us would pay. But in your defense, that was right around when your dad died and there was a property transfer and your sister was mailing you something, so it made sense that it would be from her.
I had gotten a call 2 days before. Yeah. Something, so, be on the lookout.
So
you'll have
you
to
one.
Sign for it. You'll have to sign for it. Did I not?
Yeah.
And then I get this text. I mean, just lo and behold, out of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, there it is.
Right.
There it is. I got to figure out
that
this property
will
thing.
We'll give you a little rebuttal thing.
Hey, thank you, Jamie.
Well, it was weird timing. Because I even was like, well, I guess it probably is her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I put in a credit card and said, well, we can't accept that one. Put in another one. Okay. I did 4. Then I had to cancel all four because I caught on after the fourth. Because I'm sharp. I'm not dumb. I caught on after the fourth card.
You know what I love about my American Express Platinum? Is that it won't let me sign up for, you know, where you get it monthly services. It only lets me do a one-time purchase.
Oh, so no subscriptions, none of that.
I can't get any subscriptions because I think they know that you get backlogged and they probably have to cancel them all the time. So anytime I do the Apple Pay, it'll say, nope, we don't do this. And then I'm like, okay, and then I'll go back and just do one-time purchase and it'll say, accept, but it will not take a subscription.
That might be because don't you have to pay that off each month? Is that what that is?
It charges your credit card every month.
Well, no, no, no. I mean, that there's a certain American Express, isn't there, that you pay the balance every month?
All American Expresses, you have to pay them off every month, I thought.
I don't know. I do anyway.
Jenny?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah but yeah. I don't know.
I thought you did, so maybe that's the reason they won't continue one.
No, I mean, you can... they have interest. I mean, you know, if I don't pay... But my kid and I are on a... It's hooked to the bank, so it just automatically pays it off. Anyway, but yeah, I know that it can, because I asked the lady, I said, if it doesn't fall on that date, am I going to get charged interest? And she's like, no, it'll be fine. I'm like, yeah, this feels a little fishy. Because why are you guys giving me this money for free if I'm not paying interest?
And every day it seems like I get a scam. Scam Likely always wants to call me.
Yeah, but you know what I do? Because I got a weird phone call and then I put it in the in Google. Because it didn't even say Scam Likely, and it said it was a scam.
Yeah, you can type them directly, and they'll let you know.
Yeah, it'll just tell you right off. All right, it doesn't look like the Menendez brothers are going to get... Well, I know for a fact they're not getting a new trial.
What went wrong here? I mean, we were at the point of where they could be released any day.
Well, I guess they lied about some things. I guess some stuff had gone down that didn't make sense.
Hey, I think they should stay in jail to begin with, all right? I got no problem with it. But there for a while, I mean, we were looking at they could be out by Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess so they are up for resentencing right now. But the guy, whatever, the prosecutor, has to decide that. And he's going to write a response. So we'll know if they can get resentenced. But as of now, that's the only option they have. There's no new trial. He shut that down right away because there's this weird thing where he said on the stand that that he wrote a letter like to his buddy or something like that about the abuse 6 years ago. But then the next trial, he said, no, he only told him about it 9 months before. So it's the smoking gun letter that I don't really get.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And the prosecutor was on TMZ yesterday and he's like, look, this smoking gun letter is obviously a lie.
The only thing we know for fact that happened under that roof was that these parents got killed, brutally murdered. That's right. The only thing we know for sure. The rest of it is just him talking and that's it.
Yeah, so they're looking at the resentencing. I don't know if it'll happen or not, but that's all they're up for. And then, but he did point out that Newsom can pardon him anytime he wants.
Oh, yeah, they can get out without a trial.
Yeah, so he said it's really up to Newsom if he just wants to get him out.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I thought for sure they'd be out before the year started.
Yeah.
I did.
But he said that, I guess Newsom hasn't even said anything about it. Like,
forgot about it.
Nothing to see here. But for the past 2 years, he could have gotten him out. All right, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, Diddy. This could be crazy. So Diddy's people filed that the search warrants were illegal. Uh-oh. It worked in the O.J. Simpson trial. They got them tossed, all the stuff that they found at the O.J. Simpson in the houses. They got all that stuff tossed out. So all the baby oil, all the things they found, they said that, let's see here, it was unreasonable. It was unreasonable search and seizure. And so they're trying to get all that evidence thrown out.
I don't think it'll work, but it might.
You know, I don't either, but the fact that it worked with O.J.
Yeah, well, I mean, his lawyer's going to try everything they can throw. Everything they can throw at the courts, you're going to throw it at it. Just to delay or at least, you know, try to find an escape plan.
Maybe get lucky.
But I just don't see it happening. There's too many witnesses.
But I would be sad if they can't talk about the baby oil. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
I really want them to get up there and go, so what up, man?
I want them to bring it in on a cart.
Like,
you know?
1,000
yeah,
bottles.
Like 1,000 bottles. Yeah. Wheel them into the court.
I like it.
And start spraying the audience.
How do you spray baby oil? Just
you squirt it. Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. I know baby oil. What the hell? You don't think I know about that crap?
I was like, spray it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Squeeze it and let it zoom.
He's got spray on baby oil.
Yeah.
And then finally, my favorite guy on the news is retiring, and I'm sad, and I like him a lot. Lester Holt has announced, well, he hasn't, but they have announced his retirement. I like that guy. He's just, he just seems like he could be your, like, uncle, and just like, well, Jamie, here's what you should do.
He's got such, like, a calming voice,
he
too.
He does, right? And you just feel like you could go to him for advice, and he'd be like, yeah, what you need to do here is. You're like, thanks, Uncle Lester. I'm a Lester. I bet that was a shame his whole life it rhymed with molester.
Sure.
Here comes Lester the molester. In high school. All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. One of the stolen puppies is back.
Yay! Woo!
Now we're set up. Other dog.
Exactly.
We need the other dog. All right, we'll give you details coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Got BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ.
Hey, hey,
Jamie,
she's
Morning
singing.
Show.
She's singing.
She's got a lovely voice, too. She really does. But the song's about 15 seconds too long. It really is. It really is. All right.
Me up about the pull-ups. I just told BJ there was a guy that did 10,000 pull-ups, and BJ seriously just looked at me and he's like, yeah, I can only do 5,000.
I've tried 10. I've tried 10,000. I can't do it.
Can't do it.
I poop out. Yeah. I poop out. I've done a little over 5,000 in one day, but okay. never near 10.
10,000.
It's pretty impressive,
anyway.
I got to admit. All right, beautiful day today. Another day like yesterday, 63 for a high. Let's talk about the puppies. All right, yesterday, now this is crazy, because yesterday we played the audio of the big heist. Two puppies stolen at Perfect Pet, all right? And these two puppies were taken, and the women inside the pet store literally tackled the thieves on their way out.
And one of the thieves has been arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy that... The guy
was
that,
he caught yesterday when
yeah.
it happened?
It sounds like so, yeah, because he's the one that played dead, remember?
Yeah, I didn't get that yesterday, but that's the way it's coming out this morning, right? All right, so one of the ladies that actually was doing the tackling over there at Perfect Pets called our show yesterday. Late in the show, she called up and kind of described everything, and you could tell that she was quite upset about these puppies being stolen.
She was very upset.
Yeah, and they wanted the puppies back. Well, yesterday, one of the puppies get returned. Okay.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But I don't get how it got returned and where did it come from, and I have questions.
So it was like a North Street in North Denver. It was a street vendor that was selling it.
I got the story right here.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Bravo County Sheriff's Office, they say the woman who returned the bulldog puppy that was stolen back on Friday actually purchased it from a street vendor in North Denver for $1,500. So clearly those guys who stole them were trying to...
All right, now follow this if you can, okay? She goes to a parking lot somewhere, and she gets this puppy for $1,500, okay? This guy has sold it to her for $15, so she's in for that amount of money.
Which is
okay?
a great deal.
All right.
Resell them. Two bulldogs the store had priced at $42.99 a piece.
Okay, the dogs are $42.99 a piece, okay?
Right.
She's paid $1,500. As Carson said, what a sweet deal. on a bulldog.
And does she already know that this is a stolen puppy? And does she also know they're going to give a reward?
Oh, those are damn good questions. Those are great questions, Jamie. You would be a great investigative reporter. Here's the answer.
Were stolen after a man faked a medical emergency to create a distraction while two others opened a cage and stole the puppies. Now, the employees, they did try to stop them, but the good news is one man was arrested.
Can we answer Jamie's question, please?
Arrested. Now, one puppy, like you guys talked about, returned late Monday night. The woman who purchased the puppy on the street says she noticed the photos matched the news story. She called the store right away.
Aha!
And said, hey, I'm going to pay $1,500. Are you going to give me my money back?
Yeah. The shop now grateful this morning. The woman did the right thing, and they are planning on giving her a reward.
That's why I want to talk to this lady.
Well, yeah, because it's going to be $1,500, or is it going to be only because it was $1,000, right?
Yeah.
But if they're going to make a profit, I need to know the profit margin.
Well, I think at this point you have to give the lady her $1,500 back.
Least.
Okay,
yeah.
You cannot. She did the right thing. She didn't have to. She could have taken this puppy and just kept it, and you would have never known what happened here. She got it for $1,500. It was a bargain for her, but you got to give her $1,500. I know you've already got
a hot puppy.
Hot puppy off the street, Jay. Me. And now we're trying to get this lady, Lauren. I called her Pet Shop Patty.
Yeah, you did.
We're trying to get Pet Shop Patty on the line, but Spadell, any luck?
I've called her four times. I left a voicemail.
She's probably really busy. Or maybe she sleeps in. Pet shops don't open until like 10.
Yeah. Or maybe she's looking for the other dog.
Yeah, where is the other dog?
Out searching.
So the guy that played dead, they caught him. Now, if I'm an investigator, what I do is I grab his cell phone, I go through his cell phone numbers, and you know there's one that he talked to the other, because they're accomplices.
Yes,
so they're going to find the other guy.
Damn, you'd be a good reporter.
I really.
I mean, you would be, and a good cop. Yo, you'd be a good cop.
Hello.
Oh, you could solve this.
Crime is my middle name.
Jamie, Crime White. It even has a ring to it, doesn't it? Well, they got one dog back, okay? $4,000 for
a
dog?
How much have you paid for your dogs?
Because
you
the most I've paid, I think I'm guessing $1,200. Yeah.
What about you?
I think $1,200.
Our latest one that we rescued was $350.
But what about the little one?
The Yorkie?
Yeah.
Bree got her when she was in college, but I want to guess it was like $1,500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying to be all like, did you see that?
What's that?
I rescued a dog.
My rescue was $350. He won't even go with the fact that they bought a pure breed.
What?
Oh, did
you
I didn't all, catch
you
that.
You didn't notice that?
No, I didn't
my
catch
rescue,
it.
You mean?
Oh.
My rescue.
Oh, you don't want on the bad
I
side of
it. I thought you were going to total all the dogs. No, I don't know.
You're trying to keep from getting yelled at.
Exactly.
I bought one from the pet store. Go ahead, yell at me. Monkey cost me $600. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, did he have problems. Man,
oh, my
man.
God. Well, you know, mine was papered, right, for Westminster Dog Show. He was a great grandson of. Then when Christy took him, she's like, Westminster Mall.
Look, I've had my share of dogs. You know that since I've known you, I've probably had, what, 8 dogs?
Yeah, you've gone through them.
I've gone through a lot of dogs. I've had mutts, I've had the rescues, and I've had the pet store.
Say the rescue thing really loud, though.
I've had the rescues.
Don't mention the other ones.
And I loved every one of them, okay? So, and my current dog, the German Shepherd, he's pure.
Yeah.
He's pure. Man.
You mean you bought him?
Yeah. I think he's the one. No, I only paid $400 for him.
Oh,
because
nice.
It was a relative that was raising the dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but $4,000, man.
That's a lot.
That's a lot for a bulldog.
Yeah.
Is it not?
That's crazy.
Yeah, especially since they're only cute when they're little.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to spend $1,000,000 on their health and stuff.
Yeah.
They're expensive afterwards, too. Yeah.
Anyway.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. It's a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie.
Oh my God, he's still singing.
It is. Also, the Odyssey app, our show, that is. And the podcast will be there later. Yeah. All right. It is a Tuesday. It's going to be beautiful today. 63 for a high. I feel spring. I feel like spring is in the air.
It is nice. It was nice yesterday, too.
I think the rest of the week is going to be, too.
Sorry. Although it was weird, the sky got like blackout.
I thought it was going to rain.
Me too. I was like, wow, did we miss this or something?
Yesterday at 4 o'clock, I was like, it's going to rain any second.
I was outside too, and I was like, what is going on?
We didn't get that.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was really weird.
All right, I've got a couple of pieces of audio here. First of all, did you see the stolen school bus?
No.
This happened in Golden. All right. A lady steals She steals a school bus, paints it white, and then goes door to door picking up packages off people's front porch to fill up the bus.
What the hell?
They're still looking for the lady, by the way.
They are?
Yeah. Yeah, she's on the run.
Does she still have a bus?
They recovered the bus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They found the bus and some of the packages, but this is unbelievable.
Why wouldn't she steal like an Amazon van or something so she could like pick up the packages?
Jamie, it's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You see this white bus. I've seen some of the video this morning. You see this white bus. It literally looks like one of those prison buses.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they paint them white and they put Department of Corrections on it. That's what it looks like. But it's a school bus that she literally went out and painted with house paint.
Well, that's a big paint job.
All right. I know. We're in Colorado. It's the altitude. Everybody's crazy out here.
No
okay?
kidding.
Listen to this.
So the video circulating online as authorities continue searching for a suspect. According to investigators, a female stole this bus in Golden and then proceeded to steal several packages in Denver. This one was caught on camera broad daylight near 38th and Sheridan over in Wheat Ridge. We're told Wheat Ridge police recovered the white painted bus over the weekend after someone called it in saying they recognized the bus from the video.
When we ran the VIN, it turned out that it was stolen out of Golden. So we were able to track down the original owner of the bus, and now that original owner has that bus again.
Authorities are still searching for the suspect. If you have any information regarding the crime, you're asked to contact our partners at Metro Denver Crime Stoppers. You can remain anonymous.
That number. I feel like it was already white. Yes. I feel like she stole it while it was white.
I do too.
Yeah, I don't think she painted
it. The story said she painted it. They painted it over the weekend.
They said
it was stolen and then painted.
Huh.
That's what the story said.
It would be. Yeah. Because he said painted white, but he didn't say by her.
Yeah. Well, the story I saw on paper earlier said that it was painted. Once it was stolen, it was painted white.
Huh.
But nevertheless, she goes out. Not only are you running with a school bus, okay, a bus that you've stolen, you're going house to house picking up packages with this bus, which they clearly have her on ring cams all over town, that she stopped and was trying to fill up the bus with all these stolen packages.
Maybe it was Toys for Tots. They're trying to fill up the bus.
I swear, I think some people just want to go to jail.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh.
I mean, how brazen is this?
Because they see that. Because if you see that show, Lock Up or whatever, the Parolees, whatever, and Pit Bulls, whatever that show is. I saw this one guy, and he really would prefer to be in jail because he doesn't know what to do out in the real world.
Some people, if they have no schedule, they lose themselves.
That's exactly what he was talking about.
It's called being institutionalized.
Yeah.
Okay? That you've been in the institution so long. You've been in there so long that is your life. And when you get out here in the real world, you don't know how to act. You don't even want to act because you get 3 squares a day inside the pokey.
Yeah, everything's taken care of.
Yeah. You got a bed. You got everything. You got your pros there, you know?
I wonder if she had like some white paint on her hands.
They haven't caught her yet.
I don't.
She's
on the run. I was kidding.
I know, but I'm just saying. Yeah, look for the lady with white hair.
Yeah, right?
That is just wild.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're coming up with a way of, you know, stealing packages, you don't go out and steal a bus first.
Well, that's a little obvious on the ring cam.
Yeah.
You know?
A white bus.
Are you seeing the video?
That's not on. I'm looking at it. That's not, you know, on the down low, right?
Yeah.
There's a big, gigantic white bus in front of their house.
All right. So I played you all fair this Alec Baldwin audio.
Yeah.
Do you not want to play it?
No, I don't mind. I'm just saying, you thought it was hysterical. I thought it was just so sad for the family of the lady that was shot.
Well, I think the lady's family feels the same way this guy that's harassing Alec Baldwin feels. I think they feel like that somebody got off scot-free because she lost her life, and nobody's ever been charged with that except for that one armory girl that got charged with that, negligence or something like that. But there's a guy that harasses Alec Baldwin all the time, and he does a Donald Trump impersonation. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, watching this video, if I'm Alec Baldwin, I want to run this guy over with a car.
Because is he in front of their condo complex?
Yeah, he's in front of their house.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I mean, I take the side of Alec Baldwin. I don't really care for Alec Baldwin, but you can't harass somebody like this. But Alec Baldwin snaps. He walks over to the guy and tells him, I'll break your friggin' neck. And he uses the F word. But he said, if these cameras weren't running, I'd break your neck.
But could he?
Well,
he looks a little rough these days.
I don't know. All right, listen to this guy. He does his Trump impersonation, and he's harassing Alec Baldwin. And Alec is ready to kill this guy.
Alec, it's your favorite president. Look, Alec, I will offer you a total pardon, because I want to be friends, right? I want to be friends. I will give you a total pardon for murdering that woman if you kiss the ring. Kiss the ring, Alec. Kiss the big, beautiful ring. Come on, Alec.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Now, you realize, but no, look at me. I want you to
Sure.
You got a camera on me here?
The ring. No, it's the ring.
With the blue movie, you realize my kids live in this building, right? But I want you to know something.
We love the children. We're doing great deals for the children.
Listen to me real carefully.
Okay.
If this camera was here, I'd snap your neck in half and break your right, so you know that, don't you?
Okay. All right, Alec Baldwin. Right. Alec Baldwin.
The guy leaves because he realizes he's in a world of trouble if he doesn't leave. But Alec's going to kill him.
It's like, my God, how mean.
You know, I just don't get it. It's like the woman stole the bus, okay? Some people have the biggest cojones that they do things like this, which is so stupid that I just don't get how you have that kind of courage.
Speaking of Alec Baldwin, they were talking about this the other day. I guess on that new series that he's doing, The Baldwins or whatever on TLC, yeah. I guess his wife, what's her name? It's something weird.
Hillary.
Well, I guess on film, she says, you know, we have a prenup, but I don't even know what it says. I just signed it. I have no idea. And they're saying now that means that she didn't have representation, and when you sign a prenup, each side has to have representation
to go through everything.
Yeah, to go, you have to fairly have separate representation, and that she just signed it without that, so it's void.
Oh, that's not good for him.
Are they getting a divorce?
No, but no. Just so you,
she goes, down the road.
She goes, I know it says something about like the more kids we have, the more money I get, or something. I don't know, but I just signed it.
I didn't know you had to have representation. I thought that once you sign something, you sign it.
No, you have to have it on both sides.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Know that. Well,
I think a divorce, you can have one guy if you both agree to it, but a prenup, you have to have, like, I have to have my guy and you have to have your guy.
I was just under the impression that on a, you know, like a bill of sale or a prenup or anything, that if you agree to it and you sign something, then you signed it. If they can prove that you're
It's because the other person has the advantage of the money side, so they're going to have a great lawyer and you're just going to be standing there like, I don't know.
Is he worth a lot of money?
Probably.
I would say probably 50, 60 million, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what she does, but
I don't know what she does either.
Nobody knows for sure. Do you think that show is going to fly? I don't know if it's going to. I'm seeing a lot of pushback on it.
He's worth $70 million.
$70 million. Yeah, that's about right. That's about
good for her for having seven kids.
Yeah. Seven.
He's no dummy.
All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Again, another gorgeous day today on your Tuesday. Going to be 63 degrees.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
My favorite news anchor is stepping down. I just love him. It's
Lester.
Uncle Lester to me. I love him, man. Lester. Here is what they had to say, number one.
We have some news here at NBC. NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt announced today that he's making a big change. After 10 years of anchoring Nightly News every single weekday, he will be stepping aside from the broadcast this summer, and he will be shifting his focus to Dateline full-time. Oh. Lester has covered some of the most consequential stories of our time, always with a steady hand and a thoughtful perspective. He's been recognized as America's most trusted news anchor.
That's right.
Countless awards, too many to name, for his reporting. As our boss said today, Lester is the beating heart of this news organization. We could not agree more.
There you go.
The most trusted news anchor. I trust you, Lester. You and Jeremy Hubbard.
I like that Dateline.
Yeah.
That's a great show. Yeah. It really is. They could do a good job.
Yeah, so it sounds like he's going over to Dateline, but not doing the nightly news. All right. Let's see here. Eric Menendez. I told you earlier, but now I have the audio. Eric Menendez did the Two Angry Men podcast or whatever. It's Harvey Levin's podcast. And they had Eric Menendez from jail on the podcast, which is crazy. The Menendez boys, you know? Yeah. They had him from jail. He talks about separation from his brother and living behind bars, number four.
I was
picked on, bullied violently, and it was traumatic. And it was continual. Prison can be hard, and there's a lot of suffering in prison. So, and I wasn't I'm not going to fight back. I'm not going to, engage. And I had no one to really to turn to for help. And I was separated from Lyle. And I remember the day that I was told Lyle just got assaulted and got his jaw broken, and it was, I'm thinking, he's over there, I'm going through this over here, and at least we could protect each other maybe if we were together, but we were not even allowed to be together. So it was difficult.
You killed your parents.
Yeah, it's hard for me to feel sorry for you. It really is. How many shots happens?
Like 12 or 24 or something like that?
Yeah, you shoot your parents. Yeah. Kill them. I mean, you're going to get separated probably.
So something that the DA said is they're not going to get let go, but they could get a resentencing. They could get a resentencing. And one of the things the DA said is he wants to see if they have rehabbed, if they have like remorse and all that stuff. So here's what Eric Menendez said about that. Number five.
I grew up in an affluent home. I was a spoiled brat. I had deep insecurity issues and tried to hide those issues, and I was taught that you do it through the best clothes or the best car or whatever of those things that we now know is completely dysfunctional and frankly just a sign of internal pain. Who I've evolved into, who I've seen Lyle evolve into, I'm beginning to like myself and be proud of myself and find it okay to like myself and not hate myself.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
What happened to me as a child. And I'm striving to be a better person every day, and I want to be a person
that my
family can be proud of.
So anyway, and then here's where, hold on. Number seven is where the, is that the DA? No. Number eight is where the DA talks about the resentencing and how it's a little iffy.
Eric Menendez testified for 7 days at his trial, a bit in graphic detail about the sexual abuse he experienced from his father. Andy Kano also testified in the first and the second trial. They said that the last time they had communicated about sexual abuse was 6 years before the 1989 murders in 1983. They were asked these questions many times, and they said the only time they had ever communicated was in 1983, when Andy Kano was 10 and Eric Menendez was 12 or 13. Voila, in 2023, we have a letter submitted, supposedly dated in 1988, that was never, ever mentioned during the trial. So that letter, we have great issues with its credibility.
So that's what he's saying. It's like, because that was more recent than the letter from when that kid was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe. I have no idea. I mean, it's one person's word against another person's word, but we do know the parents are dead. So they're right where they need to be, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I do. I think that, yeah. I don't see them. Could they get out? Yes, because it's California. Absolutely, they could. But should they? I don't think they should.
Yeah, because the governor can let him out.
Yeah.
At any time he wants. Right. And he could for the last 2 years. So he must think they deserve to be there, too, because he hasn't let him out in 2 years.
Yeah.
And he had the opportunity. So.
Well, I thought for sure they were going to get out, though.
Yeah.
I know, it seemed like it, didn't it?
Back in December, it appeared that they could be let go any day.
They were all over the news. Yeah. Everyone was pushing for it.
Mm.
Yeah, so now there's no retrial, but the only thing that could happen is resentencing.
That would suck, wouldn't it? If you're in prison.
I know.
And you're there for life. Think about that for a minute. If you're there for life, okay? And then all of a sudden it's dangled in front of you like a big old fat carrot, okay? It's dangled in front of you that you could be out any day. And then here we are 2 months later, and it's not looking good.
Damn it, man.
That would crush you.
What happened to Kim Kardashian? Where'd she go?
What happened?
Oh, my God. Okay, so Boy Meets World. That was like an after-school show that everybody watched in the 90s. And I guess the two characters, Danielle Fishel and what's his name, Maitland Ward. Well, I guess they never really got along on the TV show, but nobody really knew. And then they had a falling out. Well, she invited him after all these years. She invited him on her podcast, and it did not go well at all. At all. Here is what happened.
Which show? Number
two.
Maybe a more broad, general question for you is, do you hate us?
No, I don't hate you.
Okay.
I think that you hate me because you wouldn't speak to me on when we would go to Girl Meets World and everything. And okay. That's hurtful. That was
okay. I wouldn't speak to you?
No.
I did talk to you.
No, not really.
I don't feel as though I was not good with you, but I definitely didn't have a relationship with you that was like, oh my gosh, my long lost friend, Maitland.
No, but I
was working. It was a very, very difficult set. So you don't listen to the podcast regularly, but your overall opinion of it is that we are negative about Michael and Ben and the show.
Be honest about this. You're trying to go at me now to get the ratings because you know that people will be interested. In-
Ooh.
Just one after each other.
Yeah, right? She's like, oh, don't say that. That's not why I'm doing it. Nope. And then here's the next one, number three.
This is what you asked for. I wanted to write you a text and say, can we talk about what our feelings are?
Genuous. To have to be reminded that you unfriended me from Facebook and that after I wrote you a very heartfelt letter, and you know it was heartfelt.
Well, I hadn't read it until I heard about it in whatever year it was, 2022.
Yes, you didn't even care to look at it. So
because it was in the graveyard. Okay. We weren't friends on Facebook.
Okay.
We were not friends on Facebook. It didn't come to my message. I hadn't read it until I was aware it existed.
bitchy girls.
It just seems so stupid.
It does, doesn't it? It does. But fights are dumb anyway.
Yeah.
You know, like when you really get down to it, it's like, what are we fighting about? This is dumb. It was in the graveyard.
Because you didn't read my letter. You just shelved it.
Exactly. No, I didn't see it. It was in the graveyard. God. All right. So anyways, but you know, good for her. I guess everybody is actually talking about it.
Yeah.
We played it. Did you guys see this? What do you think? Quote unquote, the largest economic engine in Colorado is?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Let me think about that. For Colorado, skiing?
That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
Okay.
You have a guess, Carson?
I guess it's wrong, Mo.
It's wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just going to go like outdoors, our parks and rec.
How do you make money?
Well, people donate, right? People support parks and recreation.
Oh, you mean like when they buy the license plate and stuff?
Yeah, philanthropy and all,
It's the airport.
Airport.
It's DIA.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a good one.
DIA is being called the largest economic engine. It contributed $47 billion to the state's economy. Did you know they employ 244,000 people?
Really?
No. I had no idea. Oh, 244,000? Quarter of a million?
Wow. Does that seem unbelievable?
Yeah. I tell you, every time I'm out at the airport, though, and I see somebody that works out there, like one of the bars or in a store or whatever, I think what a headache to get to work every day.
I know. I think that, too.
It's like, what? My gosh. I feel so bad. I mean, you extra tip out there simply because you got to figure those people go through pure hell just to get to work
really?
Every day.
I love the drive to the airport.
See, I don't. It's long.
No, if you had to do it every day, are you kidding? And the parking and everything?
Every time I see my neighbor, he's a captain, and every time I see him pull out and start heading that way, I'm like, oh, that's such a pain.
It's
like,
a pain.
It adds to his
workday,
you know, an hour to go out there, right?
Well, I don't know. I love the airport.
Yeah, but you're loving the airport because you're about to catch a flight to go somewhere.
Yeah,
I'm talking
working.
About people that are going to work. If you work in baggage, for an example, it's not a fun job, okay? And you got to drive Pena Boulevard every single day, going and coming.
No, I love the airport. I love hanging out there
and
going to the bars and all that stuff. I'm just talking about if it's your job and you have to go through that little security thing. I mean, the pilots get waved through, right?
Yeah, easy.
But I don't think the bartenders
No,
do.
All the other people have to go through it. Now, I'm sure they have an employee entrance to
Probably.
It. But still, you still have to go through that security because they can't be lax on that. But I, every time I'm out there and I see an employee there at the airport, I feel sorry for
them. I do, too.
Because of what they go through to have to get to work every single day.
I even feel sorry for the pilots because I feel like when they're on the train, they're like, 6 hours later. They just look so tired and done, and they're on this train. I mean, they're like, just put me on the plane. I didn't sign up for this crap.
And it just, the airport is just so far out there, too, you know? I mean, when you, like Nashville, for example, I mean, their airport's almost downtown, so you don't feel that way there. But here, it's like, man, oh, man, you poor people.
Okay, so how much money do you think in 1 year visitors spent at the airport?
I'm going to say $1.3 billion.
Okay, good guess.
I'm going to go $2.5
billion. Good guess. $18.4 billion.
What?
That wasn't a good guess.
I know it was. We're way off.
You were just trying to pacify me, weren't you?
Yeah.
No, that was not a good guess. I said $1.2
billion. $18.4 billion.
At least I had a B. At least I had a B on it.
At least, I mean, I know for a fact I've spent $1,000 just in parking in 1 year.
That is true.
You know, and I'm just one human. Yeah. And I know my beers were like $6 each, so I spent another $2,000
in
1 year.
And all those lots are always full.
Yeah.
Always.
That is crazy. So, yeah, that's our big... DIA. Who knew? 244,000 employees.
It's a lot more than I thought.
Me too. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Oh, look what we found.
Oh, where did those come from?
Oh, look here. I got tickets right here.
That's
tickets.
Crazy. Woo! I hadn't heard about this.
Oh, this is crazy.
You know, if that promo would have not played, we would have never known.
No clue.
All week long.
I know, right?
You know, we would have never known.
So do we have them all week? Is that true?
That's what the promo says.
Does it? Okay.
I don't know.
All right, cool. All right, Halsey, and it's at my favorite venue on the planet, which happens to be Red Rocks Amphitheater. It's going to be on June 22nd, which will be here before you know it. And right now, you can be caller 19 to win a pair of tickets at 303-22-ALICE. What?
Maybe all week. I'm not sure yet. I'm still looking into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking into it. So I'll get
when
back
you
to you.
When you find the details, let me know.
We have two for sure, and that's the ones we just gave away. So did you see the pictures? No. Did you see the pictures of Pam Anderson at the SAG Awards?
Yes. She looked very pretty.
Okay. Well, just a lot of people commenting on the picture because she's on this kick now of no makeup.
Mm-hmm. She was wearing white. She looked... She looked flawless.
Maybe just a little makeup, maybe? Maybe
she
should
need... Why? She's beautiful
without it. Just a little. I'm just saying.
I'm sure she does have a little bit on, and nobody knows it.
Maybe a little more? Have you seen the pictures, Carson?
Yeah, I'm looking at them
right now. What are you thinking?
Maybe a little eye makeup?
Wow.
Okay, so you're coming
you
on board.
You guys are all jerks. Why does a woman have to be beautiful? And she has to wear makeup to be beautiful? Look how naturally gorgeous she is. She really is. Just naturally beautiful. You guys are just used to your trampy wives all poured out.
Trampy wives. Look, I'll go down on record saying I like trampy.
Obviously, I'm kidding.
Just saying, I like trampy. There's nothing wrong with trampy. Yeah. And you know what, Pam Anderson, tramp it up a little bit. I'm fine with that, okay? I just brought it up for conversation,
here's her
point.
Here's what her point is. She has been, like, looked at as, you know...
Pin-up.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
And it's all been about her boobs and her makeup and her hair and everything. And so now she's just like, she's at that age where she's like, you know what? Screw you guys. If you don't think I'm pretty the way I am, then I don't care. She actually is so comfortable in her own skin that it's kind of amazing to me.
All right. From my perspective, I like her with a little makeup on. More so than what I'm looking at right now.
She doesn't care.
It doesn't matter if she cares.
She doesn't care at all.
And I don't care. I mean, she can do whatever she wants. I got
no control
over this. In her
world, she's like, does BJ Harris think I need more makeup? Oh, okay. Let me get right to it.
Well, her people have reached out to me.
Okay.
I just wanted to know your thoughts on it, okay? Okay.
I
are you being honest? I don't think you're being honest.
No, I get it. Listen, here's
you
how...
You get it, but...
No, but listen. Listen! Okay, have you seen that TikTok video of a guy getting ready and a girl getting ready? It is hysterical.
Yes.
He's literally watching football, and then he just gets up, and then he's ready in 5 minutes, right? All right, so here's our lives, right? We, at night, we have to wash off all our makeup, blah, blah, blah. And then in the morning, we get up, we put on all of our makeup, we get all ready, blah, blah, blah. Then we go home, and then you have another event. So then you wash off all that makeup, you put on another set of makeup, and then you do all this crap. You have to get your nails done, you have to get your eyelashes done, your eyebrows, all this crap. And then you're like, okay, and then you have another event that night. And so then you have to take off all that makeup and do it all again. It's just like, it's ridiculous. And so she's had to do it more than anybody I know because she's always on set and they're always touching her up and stuff. So finally she can just be like, I'm just washing my face with Dove and calling it a day.
All right. Well, let me give you a different perspective on this, okay? Okay. Yeah. I'm not saying that she needs to crawl out of bed every day. And again, my opinion really doesn't matter. But I'm not saying that she needs to put on makeup to go to the gym. She doesn't need to put on makeup to go ride a bike or run or whatever she wants to do in the day or go shopping or whatever. But if you're showing up for the SAG Awards and you're going to walk out on the red carpet, you're going to put on this fine dress that you've paid thousands and thousands of dollars for. And you know that pictures and photographers for all over the world is going to be there to spread this. I think I'd put on a little bit more makeup. I think I would. That's all I'm saying.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that if she put on makeup and she went full throttle, all people are going to do is say that she looks really old. And so this is a way for her to counter, you know, act this and go, here's who I am, because it's really rude if you go, dude, you look like crap and you look really old. But if you did it when she was all made up, then it seems like it's okay. Does that make sense?
I mean, no one can, she's getting ahead of everything.
Yeah.
I don't think she got ahead of anything.
I do.
I don't. I think she would have looked, I think it would have looked better on the carpet if she had made
still,
up a little bit.
But still, everybody been slamming her and saying she looks old. You know, they do it to Jennifer Aniston all the time, and she's fully made up. And people are like, oh my God, she looks like a sea hag.
Well, this way, no one essentially can, and you'll be looked down on.
Yeah,
if you
actually said it in the media, not in the radio, like in print. Yeah. Like if Vogue went, dude.
But they want to. But see, that's the point, is nobody's telling the truth. That's the point of all this. Well, these people that have taken the picture of writing these glamorous reviews right now are lying through their teeth, and they know it.
I like it.
They're lying.
I would suggest a spray tan.
See?
That's not makeup. That's
but
spray
Jamie,
tan.
I'm just being honest, okay?
I'm just honest. She needs a spray tan.
Thank you.
But spray tan's not really makeup. It's just like a chemical reaction.
It would help. But you have to admit with me that these people that are writing all these glamoring reviews of how she looked, they're lying. They're lying through their teeth, and we know it. I mean, we're seeing the pictures, too. She's a beautiful woman, don't get me wrong. But her with a little bit more makeup on the red carpet would have looked a little bit better.
Spray tan, that's all I'm saying.
All right, I'll leave it at that. Just leave it there.
BJ and Jamie.
Do you need this? Is your nose bleeding here? Because you've been verbally punched over and over and over.
Jeez, people. I'm just saying. It would have looked better.
I'm not saying
it looked horrible. I just said it would look better.
Kind of, we're on the verge. I wonder if Tommy Lee, we're talking about Pamela Anderson without any makeup on. I wonder if Tommy Lee's girlfriend's like, yeah, keep doing that. Or I guess it's his wife.
Is he married?
I think they're married.
Yeah.
You know, he looks pretty good from what he's been through.
Yeah.
You know, that guy, he's lived a rough life.
Yeah.
You know, hardcore, baby. But Tommy looks pretty darn good. All right, we'll just let that go as it is, okay?
Well, we should, because the hate is big.
Yeah, people are all over me over this. I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, I think you want that, don't you? You don't want me to sit here and lie to you.
Let's see here. It says, BJ, you roll out of bed and throw a hat on, and you're slamming this lady?
I didn't slam.
what would you call it?
I would call it just a commentary.
Constructive
on her appearance.
Criticism? Constructive criticism?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good route to go.
Dude, I told this guy, I said, you got to fix your teeth. They look horrible. And he went after me so hard.
Really?
He's like, really? Well, your face is all puffy. You look like a sea hag. And I was like, I'm just trying to tell you, fix your teeth. You
look like trying to pull on everything.
You look like you're on meth, man.
Yeah. I think I'd get mad, too. too. Someone told me I had met these.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe it's not the best thing, but if you're trying to be somebody's friend, you tell them the truth. Yeah. Like, your teeth look horrible.
Yeah.
They look awful.
All right, there you go.
I mean, I gave it's Schmidl braces.
Yeah, I like honesty.
Yeah, so.
I tell Jamie when she looks awful.
He does. Oh, my God, the other
She'll
day.
She'll come in.
He told me I looked homeless.
She did.
I was putting on my jacket, and he goes, my God, you look homeless.
You go out and you buy these jeans with holes already in them. And I don't understand that to begin with. All right.
Yeah.
If I wear holy jeans, you guys are all over my butt.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, because,
worn those
I mean, they're
forever.
Naturally, but you do wear them.
No, what I was wearing is those big baggy pants.
Yeah, same thing.
Those are in now.
They look homeless. They do.
They're wide leg. You know, it's what's in now. And he's like, oh, my God, where'd you get that? At the thrift store? Oh, it's Zara.
Hey, Spadil, did you ever get that audio of that Bronco player that was passing out to the homeless? Passing out those bags?
Oh, I thought he was, like, passed out at the homeless.
No, I forgot that one.
He's passing out a bit. Are you okay today? Dude, you're all over the place. You've forgotten three or four things here. And it's just like, are you dialed in? Are you okay?
I just got hyper-focused on the Eric Menendez stuff, and that was a lot. I was listening to like 30 minutes of podcast to pull all that.
Well, I mean, you know, Halsey tickets and everything. I mean,
well, that I didn't even, I no didn't one emailed know. Me, no one in promotions told me that it was going on. Our boss didn't tell me that we had them, and then I didn't have them in my prize program. So, yeah.
There's a Bronco player that's downtown, and he's passing out these big they kind of look like your Canadian Goose.
But big coats?
Yeah, he's passing out.
I never got the answer of what it was.
Yeah, he's passing out these to the homeless.
Oh, that's
this
nice.
Is an unbelievable thing he's doing. And I thought I'd, you know, mention this on the front side of going to this bad coach, okay? But there's a Bronco player. He plays for the Denver Broncos. He's downtown.
Well, let's
and he's
give
passing
him
out these
What's
jackets.
His name?
I'm trying to get the information. It's in the story, but Spadil didn't get it.
It's J.L. Skinner.
Well, because I asked him for all the Eric Menendez.
I asked him at 5 a.m. for this audio.
Okay, but it's kind of on me because I did ask him for a lot of Eric Menendez audio.
All right. Well, it's on you then.
It is my fault.
All right. What's his name again?
He's a defensive back. His name is J.L. Skinner. I got him talking about it right here.
Thank you, boy, love. With these sleeping bags. Go ahead. Hold that real quick. I'm going to show him how, you know, we get down, man. Yep. Oh, good. Yep.
Is he handing out snuggies?
This is the jacket.
Let me explain it real quick here. He's because it's all video.
It's like a jacket sleeping bag, so it's like a snuggie.
Oh, that's awesome.
It looks like your Canadian Goose jacket almost. Okay. But
then it folds out. It's like a transformer.
Yeah.
So it's a coat that can turn into a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
That is so smart.
He's got like a truckload of these things. And he's bought them on his own salary, own dime, and he's out there passing these out to homeless people downtown. And I thought when I saw this video yesterday, I thought, man, that is super cool. He doesn't have to do that, but for him to do that and give back like that, that's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
I wonder if it's an endorsement, because those are cool. I've never seen those. Hikers would love those.
Well, if it is, they don't mention it. He doesn't mention it. No, he doesn't mention the brand that I recognized, but he shows it, but I don't think he actually, you know, does plugs for it.
What a cool thing, jacket that turns into a sleeping bag.
He's not out there slinging these things like I sling heaters for Steel Bros. You know, he's not out there slinging like Jamie does for Sleep Number.
Hey, my Sleep Number is a 45. Yours is going to be different. That's what's so great about a Sleep Number bag is it's customized just for you.
He did mention it in the video that each one of these sleeping bags have a Sleep Number.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's really nice.
Right. Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
that is. I saw that video yesterday. Yeah. I thought, man, you know what? I need to give this guy some props. He's down there doing a good thing for the homeless people of Denver. They could use the warmth, and he's taking action, man. All right, now let's get to the bad guy.
Right. With the good, there's always a bad.
Yeah. This is Denver Broncos. This is a linebacker coach. He's out at the airport. Man, oh, man, does he get into it. And he's really screwed up.
Well, so you know how we've all done it. We've all been yelled at by a cop at drop-off, right? So even like when I took my son to the airport, even if you're getting the luggage out, or whatever, they're like, you need to go, because I'm hugging my son. I'm like, oh my God, hold on. And I'm hugging my kid. I'm right here with my car. Like, and they're like, go. We got to go. Let's keep it moving. And so you're like, oh my God. Well, he not only didn't keep it moving, he left his car running and went into the airport.
You can't do that.
No, you can't.
You can't do it.
Yeah, so when he came back, the cop was waiting for him because it was an abandoned car that was running. And, you know, there's always a security threat, right?
If you see an unmanned car and it's running, I'd be worried, too.
They do that with suitcases, too. If a suitcase is sitting out there, you got to be standing by it or else they turn it in. Anyway, and so he's waiting there. And that's why I said, go with the, you got the poopskies, man. Right?
No one's going to question that.
No, I don't even think that would fly.
I do.
Not with a car that's unattended out front.
I do, because it makes sense.
They might sit there and
it
wait.
It makes sense.
I don't know.
Because the cop was waiting there. He comes back out, and he could have been like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I almost pooped my pants. Or would I say soil my britches?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You soiled your britches is a better way of going than what he did.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'll give you that.
Yeah,
all
yeah. Right. So that's what I would do. I mean, because haven't you ever been pulled over and you had to go pee? You're like, do I tell him I gotta go pee?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've done that.
I mean, I don't know if people get out of that. My ex-husband got out of a ticket once because he was going really fast, but he said he had an emergency surgery, and he didn't.
Oh. But I would let you go if I were the cop, so I could
see that.
And
it was a lie.
Well, this coach, he did not handle the situation the right way. He leaves the car. Cop gets in his face when he comes back. Said, dude, you can't do that. Well, here's what happened.
According to the probable cause statement, Michael Wilhoit is accused of punching a police officer in the face at the drop-off line at Denver International Airport. Police say the Denver Broncos outside linebackers coach pulled up to the airport's arrival drop-off lane at the East Terminal yesterday afternoon. He then got out of his 2021 Ford Bronco and left it unattended. According to the probable cause statement from police, a uniformed officer approached Wilhoit when he returned to his vehicle and told him he could not leave his vehicle unattended. The statement said Wilhoit used profanity at the officer and bumped his chest into the officer. Once the officer shoved Wilhoit back, Wilhoit then punched the officer in the face, according to the statement. The officer tased Wilhoit for a couple of seconds before he got to his car and drove away. The statement says that the officer suffered injuries to both of his knees, also pain to his right jaw, and Wilhoit is facing a single charge of felony assault over the incident, and his bond is set for $5,000.
And this is not a he said, she said. It's on video.
Oh, so the cop had a camera on?
Did he? Well, the airport does.
Oh, that's true.
It's the airport. Yeah. You're there up front. I mean, there are cameras everywhere, so you know it's on video. I say the Denver Broncos have to release this
guy. Have they made a statement yet?
No. They won't comment. They said they knew it was they knew of the situation, but they're waiting for all the details.
My guess is Harvey Steinberg will go and get him off.
I don't think you can get off for this one. You punch a cop in the face.
I don't think so either.
Hit him, it's gonna be tough.
Hit him and he drops to his knees. He says his knees are injured and his face is injured. So,
what is that?
What are you doing?
It was an ad. I was looking.
You're having a bad
day. Are you okay today?
Are
you all right?
The last 20 minutes have not been good for me.
No, yeah. I'm gonna go 3 hours.
Yeah,
your last three hours.
It's been more than 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's been a while, bub.
Is something off?
Yeah.
Did you smoke too much of the hooch last night?
Okay? I've actually tried to stop smoking. Well, not completely stop, but like I'm trying to like wind that down. Yeah,
wind it down.
Yeah, but sometimes when you think like you're gonna wind it down, like I do with Diet Coke, then I just want more.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely want more. Yeah.
Yeah. Fixate on it.
Yeah.
And then you say to yourself, or at least I did when I brought this Diet Coke in, all right, today is my last day to have Diet Coke. That's a lie.
Yeah. Do you need to go home?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're just messing with you.
Poor guy.
Yeah. We love you to death, buddy. But we just like to, you know, have some fun. At your expense.
Yeah.
Right?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105. Alice 105.9, breaking news.
Sorry about that.
I was just singing.
No, we have breaking news. We have breaking news. Hey, Spadil, can you put that song into play again, please? Go ahead. Thank you. Breaking news this morning.
This is crazy. Is Taylor Swift having a baby?
What? Why?
The answer is yes. She's pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Yep, Taylor Swift is officially pregnant.
Well, hang on a second. That's not exactly what the headline.
Yep.
No, it says it's got a question mark on it.
Yep.
It says, is Taylor Swift having a baby? Question mark. That doesn't mean definite.
Have you ever met me with Giselle having a baby boy named Tommy?
That's right. No, I mean, you nailed that one, but I'm just saying. Look. The rumor is that she slipped up at dinner.
Here's what happened. A little over 2 weeks ago, on the eve of the Super Bowl, Taylor Swift and her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, headed out for a pregame date night, perhaps to settle the nerves after the Kansas City Chiefs tight end chivalrously pulled out a chair for his superstar girlfriend. Fellow diners at this place, a trending French restaurant near the Mississippi in New Orleans, spotted Kelce gently stroking Swift's lower back.
Uh-oh.
Then, as the couple, who were joined by, in the evening by Kelce's teammate Patrick Mahomes and his wife Brittany, ordered burgers and fries, conversation turned to an important topic, children.
Oh!
Woo! That's all I got.
We stopped at Dua Lipa summer for that.
Yeah. Like
you said, hit the breaking news, BJ. I've got a scoop here.
That
tells us nothing. He rubbed her back in a French restaurant. Big deal.
And who orders burgers and fries at a French restaurant? This is all fake.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Come on. They did not order cheeseburger and fries at a French restaurant. That's our first mistake.
We don't know if she's pregnant, do we?
She's not.
Right. Fidel, can you hit that Dua Lipa again,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, thank you, buddy. Sorry about that, folks. Sorry. Jamie jumped the gun on that one.
I did.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. Podcast there later on today. A little Shaggy. Was it me?
I just want to remind people, because it happened to me this morning. It is motorcycle season this week. And so motorcycles are out, so just be aware, because you forget that they come up on you like, oh my God.
They're zooming around.
Yeah, so just be aware.
Yeah, I want a motorcycle. Bad.
You do not need a motorcycle.
You are the last person.
Exactly. You can't have
one. What?
Have you seen your cars? Yeah. Now imagine driving your car like you do,
right.
Okay, and it's all beat up like that. One little dent and you're dead in that motorcycle.
Yep. I had a motorcycle when I was 15 years old.
Yeah, but you were 15.
No. Listen, Linda, listen to me. I had a motorcycle all the way up until about 10 years ago.
Well, I had a motorcycle when I was 7, but do I need one now? No.
Those years are in the past.
Let it go.
All right. Well, whatever you guys say, I'll probably get one this year.
Oh, you will not.
You've been
talking about it for 10 years.
All right. I'm just telling you, man. When it happens. No, I don't want it bad. Then I'm on the hook.
Yeah.
Then I got to go buy it.
This is that phase thing that you go through, because 1 year then you were going to get a motorhome. Remember, that was a phase.
Yeah.
Well,
that was my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her. She was on the motorhome kick. I wasn't really, motorhoming.
See, with a 7-year-old, motorcycles are just not practical. Yeah. The booster seat doesn't really fit on that.
No, you get a sidecar, though.
A sidecar.
I will tell you, when I see a motorcycle with a sidecar, it looks so damn goofy.
Listen, I did that, though.
I don't know why, but it looks so goofy.
So my son and I did this in Singapore. We did that. Yeah, so we both, the guy, they were our tour guides, right? So they drove the two motorcycles, and my kid, and I'll post a picture of it. My kid and I were in both of the sidecars. It was hysterical. We did that, what's that movie from? You know, the one that was based on, it was in Singapore.
Yeah.
But we did the tour in sidecars. Those things are so little, and I was sitting on plywood. It's so uncomfortable in there.
I'd be scared.
What did you, though, say that there are certain things that countries do that it doesn't look weird in their country? Like the sidecar thing in Singapore, to me, doesn't look so bizarre.
Oh, we were doing
at Chatfield and Kipling, it looks really weird to me. Okay?
We were doing the Crazy Rich Asians tour.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, everything in the movie, yeah.
It's like some dude on a bicycle wearing a mask. Okay, it looks a little weird in Littleton.
But in China,
it looks perfectly normal.
And not to be disrespectful, but my kid and I both had these weird little helmets on. It looked like we were neat.
You were neat. All right. We'll move on. Hey, do you
think? I'm going to find the pictures and post them. Yeah.
Earlier this morning, we played you some of the audio. You know, we could do it again. The puppy rescue. You know, the puppy that was taken back to the thing. There's an interesting twist here that people have brought up on Textnado that Jamie and I, it's got us thinking a little bit about. Could this lady be in on this?
I don't think she is.
No, it didn't have us thinking.
No, other people texted us. I don't think so, because I don't think you want that kind of an attention.
because but we're not sure.
No, I'm pretty sure because what I told you off the air is like, right. Why would you ever draw that attention? You wouldn't draw that attention right, to yourself unless you're really dumb.
Listen to the story, okay? All right, listen. For those of you that have not heard the update, a couple of puppies got stolen from the Perfect Pet. We actually had the lady on the air yesterday that works down there. I think her name is Lauren, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Lauren was on the air with us. She was one of the ladies that tackled one of these guys that got arrested. So anyway, they make it off with two puppies worth $4,000 each. One of the puppies is returned, and that's because a woman bought it in a parking lot from some dude. Here's the story.
Bravo County Sheriff's Office, they say the woman who returned the bulldog puppy that was stolen back on Friday actually purchased it from a street vendor in North Denver for $1,500. So clearly those guys who stole them were trying to resell them. Two bulldogs the store had priced at $42.99 a piece were stolen after a man faked a medical emergency to create a distraction while two others opened a cage and stole the puppies. Now the employees, they did try to stop them, but the good news is one man was arrested. Now, one puppy, like you guys talked about, returned late Monday night. The woman who purchased the puppy on the streets says she noticed the photos matched the news story. She called the store right away. The shop now grateful this morning. The woman did the right thing, and they are planning on giving her a reward.
Okay, so we played that, and we said, hey, you know, props to her for noticing that the puppy looked like it may be one of the stolen puppies. Took it back. She paid $1,500, not knowing if she's going to get back her $1,500, maybe $1,000 because of the reward that's out there, but she could lose $500 on this. And then all of a sudden,
people were texting.
All these texts.
People are like, she's in on it. I'm like, she's not in on it. But people are like, wouldn't it be easy if she pretended that maybe she's like part of the ring. This is them, not me. I'm not saying this. I mean, I think she's a good citizen. Okay.
Right.
I just want to put that out there. But they're saying like, what if she pretended that she paid $1,500 only to take the dog back to get the reward?
For $1,000.
But I'm saying, obviously the cops think about stuff like that, so they're going to investigate that angle, and you would never want to do that and be investigated like that, right?
Because you're blowing your own cover,
and
no matter what.
And the other guy who's still out there,
exactly.
You know? So I don't think that's true. I think she's just a good human.
Could be, though.
But what if she's just a good human and we have good humans?
Could be a bad human.
What if she's a good human?
There's two sides to every story. You know what? This lady, could be in cahoots.
She's
with
not.
These two dudes.
I don't think so.
No, it's just a matter of opinion, okay?
Did anybody a good question. Did anybody else see those puppies for sale in that parking lot?
Oh, yeah. If a lot of people are witnesses to those puppies being sold, then...
Well, so far that answer's no. Nobody's come forward to say they were there too and witnessed this sale.
303-222-5423. Did you see a puppy for sale in a parking lot that looked like a bulldog? Yeah.
In North Denver.
Right, in North Denver.
What a big caper this is, okay?
Where's
with these
the other
two
puppy?
Puppies. I don't know where the other puppy is. Maybe they're waiting to see. Okay, let's paint a picture here, okay?
Okay.
Let's say this woman is in cahoots with these
let's
dudes.
Say she's not.
But let's say she is. I'm just
she's
painting a picture,
sue
Jamie.
You. She's going to sue you.
I'm not giving her name, so she can't sue me. It's just a woman that met somebody in a parking lot and bought a bulldog, which is very fishy. Okay, listen. She went and paid $1,500 for a bulldog in a parking lot.
Because her heart,
that is
her
a
heart
little,
told her to.
That's a little iffy, in my opinion, okay? Just out of the blue. Now, let me ask you this. How did she know, how did she find this dog so quickly?
Because she was
Where
driving
did she see that this dog was for
Walmart.
Sale in a parking lot?
At Walmart. Happens all the time.
So she just showed up in a parking lot, guy selling a dog, and she happened to have $1,500 cash on her.
She probably did a negotiation and then went to the bank.
Yeah, she probably went to the ATM, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You can't pull $1,500 out the same day. You have to it's a whole thing.
You can go in the bank.
Yeah. A lot of times with that much money though, they prep. Anytime I've tried to pull out money to buy like a car or something, they're like, "No, you have to tell us beforehand."
Okay, you only have to order money if it's over $20,000.
Are you okay? You might want to smoke more weed.
At least I guess
okay,
so.
Because it seems like you're quitting and you're just really scattered, man.
Like at my bank, you have to order money if it's over $20,000.
Can I get back to my story, please?
Yes. Yeah, okay, fine. Where do you bank?
Belco.
They don't have a lot of money, do they?
they definitely have a lot of money. They're a great credit union.
Yeah, but when a guy looks like you...
is right there.
But I'm just saying, when a guy looks like you walks in...
Yeah, I love Belko.
They probably, like, question it a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
If you go in there and ask. Why do you Jamie can go in and ask for $10,000. It's no problem. You go in there and ask for $1,500.
Yeah, looking all raggedy.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, this is not on Belko. This is on you.
Yeah, this is you, pal. Yeah, this is you. All right, let's say... Let me back up here, okay? Lady. She goes to a parking lot and she sees a dog for sale. Is that guy going to sit there with a stolen dog that there are APBs out on that's everywhere in the media? And he's going to sit there and wait on this lady to go to the bank and come back with $1,500? Not a chance, because he's thinking that she's going to get the cops. That's what he's thinking. He's on the run with a puppy, man.
There's no way he's thinking that.
Yes, he is. Wait, when BJ that's tells ridiculous. The story. Wait, hold on. When he tells the story like that. Think about it. I have a hot puppy, right?
Yes.
Not like hot in the sun, just a hot one. Right? Yeah. And I'm out in the parking lot with there's all over media. It even went national.
Yeah.
With this puppy.
It's everywhere.
And I'm waiting for this lady to go to the bank over there. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
She's got to run to the bank to get $1,500. I'm going to sit there with this hot puppy. I like the word hot. This hot puppy.
Well,
and I'm going to wait for her to come back when at any moment I can be busted. I'm going to jail, man, big time for stealing this dog. And the lady. Now, the other side of the story is this. So she pulls up in a parking lot. There just so happens to be a puppy for sale out of the blue. She's got $1,500 in cash on her. Not a chance.
Okay, all right.
Not
I have a new one.
Chance.
I have a new one. Perhaps she went gambling in St. Louis. Okay? And she won about, I don't know, $1,800, right? And they paid it out to her. And then she put it in her purse. And then she was driving over there. And then she just happened to have it. How about that?
Well... Everything is possible, okay? I'll give you that, all right? Anything is possible. All I'm saying is this. I'm not so quick to blow off the people on Texnado that listen to our show and text this morning on their thoughts. I'm not going to just cancel that.
I say she's an angel.
Because.
Oh, somebody said you can Venmo up to $2,000.
Oh, there you go.
No.
It is a little weird, though, that they didn't recover.
I'm turning his mic off.
Because they have the Venmo info on the hot dog?
You're not gonna accept a Venmo if you're the guy that just robbed a pet store and stole a $4,000 puppy. You're not gonna give a Venmo of your Venmo address to anyone.
Yeah.
You want cash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Schmidl, I'm back to you now.
I was just going to say, I think it's weird that they didn't recover the other dog, because you would think she would go to that place and be like, hey, this guy's selling it on, you know, the corner of Colfax and whatever. Go look for this dude. And he would still probably be out there selling the dogs, right?
Somebody said, I've never, ever had problems pulling a lot of money out of Belko.
Well, then it's just me, man. It's just me. You. Yeah, it's they you. See my raggedy ass walking in there, and they're like, hey, don't give him money.
If I were behind the counter at Belko, I wouldn't give you $1,500. Dude, I'd have to get, like, blood type from you.
Yeah,
I'd have to draw blood just to see if that's actually you.
Somebody said, BJ, here's what happened.
Oh, okay.
All right, most likely they advertised on a fake Facebook account to meet somewhere.
Okay.
Then she already had the money ready to go, and then she went and paid and then gave the puppy.
Okay.
Done.
All right. Could be.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's no bad answers here, but you got to keep the options open that this lady could be in cahoots.
And then somebody said, remember, people that are criminals are dumb.
They are dumb.
Yeah. They are dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where's the second puppy?
We don't know.
I'm worried about that little puppy.
We don't know. Hopefully something happens with that puppy today.
Something good.
So that we have a good story for tomorrow.
And
I'm all about good stories.
Somebody said, I bought a dog on the side of a road. It's a husky. Well, good for you. Wouldn't she have been afraid to buy the dog in case it wasn't the stolen ones and she'd be out $1,500? Well, she said she matched
got the
up
dog.
The dog. No, I know. But what if they're like, that's not our dog? That's what they're saying. She would have been out $1,500 when she went back to the pet store because they're like, that's not our dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Huh. All right, well, I'm getting tired.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm not real familiar with this Joy Reid from MSNBC. So anyway, I guess that Megyn Kelly slammed her as the absolute worst person on television, and then Don Lemon came back and said, told Megyn Kelly to go F herself.
He
used the real word.
He did. Yes. Never watched Joy Reid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
who she
not
is.
Much about her.
I don't know what's going on, but all I know is I just like that Don Lemon was like, you know what, Megyn Kelly, go F yourself. And he used the real word. That is shameful. I'll pray for him. He shouldn't say that word, right?
No,
he
should not.
Bad word. Bad. All right. I know that I come in and I talk too much about documentaries. It's just what I do because I love them. And I feel like I tell you about them because I've seen a lot of bad ones, so I don't tell you about those. My God, how many pills do you have over there?
Who, me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Ooh. Oh, no, more than that. 9.
Oh, my God.
9.
You
nine
take
pills.
Them all at once?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are they for?
Keep me alive.
So if I took some away.
There's 3 in there just. There's 3 in there just to cope with you. Doctor probably, said take these every single day, Beach.
The anxiety ones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, going back to documentaries, I've seen a bunch of bad ones, so I don't tell you about those. But there is a really good one right now, and it's trending on Netflix, and it's called, I think, Gold on the Court. Something like that. And it's really good. It's about the USA going to Paris to play Court of Gold. It's about the USA team going to Paris and playing in the Olympics. And I forgot that Jamal, he played for Canada. That was his country. And then Jokic, he played for Serbia. Yeah. That'd be different.
Serbia.
Started with the S and there is a vowel. But anyway, Serbia. And so it showed like how, you know, how different that is for these NBA guys to go to different teams. It's just really, really good. But why I bring it up is that Kevin Durant, I actually cried. I'm only on episode 2. I didn't realize what a horrible life he had.
No kidding.
Growing up.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
And he started crying.
What do you mean? At poverty or
poverty,
what?
Poverty, and they weren't supposed to make it. Like, they weren't supposed to have anything. They were, like, in the projects and everything, and they didn't see a way out, and he had a single mom who worked all these jobs, and there wasn't a way out of it. And then he just started crying, and he's like, I can't believe we made it out.
Wow. Good for him.
I know. It was really good.
And he's good, too.
Is he?
He's a great player.
One really of the best.
Great. I mean, I will say on the. He seemed
good.
Pretty great. It's called Court of Gold, and it's on Netflix, and there's 6 episodes. I'm only on 2. All right, Lester Holt. I love that guy. Uncle Lesty, I called him.
Yeah.
Uncle Lesty the Molesty. I didn't call him that part. Anyway, he just seemed like a guy you just wanted to hug, right? That he just seemed like he was knowledgeable. I bet he doesn't have any enemies.
I've never wanted to hug Lester Holt.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, I have.
Well, maybe you, but I never wanted to hug him.
Because I just feel like he's like one of the last good guys left on
the planet. He's an all right guy, I guess, but maybe hugging is a little much.
Nah, come on, bro. Bring it in.
Yeah, bro hug.
Bring it in.
Come on.
Let's bring it in.
Anyway, here's what they had to say, 1.
We have some news here at NBC. NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt announced today that he's making a big change. After 10 years of anchoring Nightly News every single weekday, he will be stepping aside from the broadcast this summer, and he will be shifting his focus to Dateline full time. Lester has covered some of the most consequential stories of our time. Always with a steady hand and a thoughtful perspective. He's been recognized as America's most trusted news anchor. He has won countless awards, too many to name, for his reporting. As our boss said today, Lester is the beating heart of this news organization. We could not agree more.
Man. Hopefully he doesn't die of a heart attack.
Well, hopefully the network doesn't die if he's the beating heart of it.
Yeah, that's
now,
true.
Now, he does Dateline already.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's really good at it, too.
Yeah, so he's going to go over there.
I haven't watched the nightly news on any of the networks, not just him, but any of the networks in so long. It used to be a thing, you know, to catch the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah.
But I've not seen it in a long time.
I only watch Jeremy Hubba 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 Hubbard. Although he has a new bitch with him.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Some competition. She's pretty, pretty hot, too. Yep, she is. Yeah. I'm going to have to take her out.
Yeah.
I mean, to eat. You know. Just get the scoop.
Take her out to eat.
Keep your enemies close.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. All right, and then two quick things. First of all, the TikTok trend about dropping things on your foot and rating them is stupid. Don't do it. People are dropping different things on their foot and recording it for TikTok. And guess what? They are actually breaking their feet. So that's just dumb.
Why are they doing this? What are they dropping? Like anything?
Anything.
Like an anvil?
Yeah, like your phone.
Like weights your at thumb? The gym.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's dumb.
It even says in one category, they're dropping sharp objects to see if they cut into your... These people are weird. Remember when they were eating Tide Pods?
Yeah.
That was a phase. It's just a phase, Mom.
Yeah. No.
God.
That TikTok, man, some of the things that people try to do on there, it gets to the point of like, you don't even believe it anymore.
I know, right?
Okay, this isn't real. Crazy. They're not really doing it. You're not dropping a knife from up here to see if it sticks
you
in your foot
know.
Or not.
They are.
Well, it's dumb if they are.
I know, but it's anything to go viral. I mean, they're just
morons.
It's
all about the clicks.
Pretty desperate.
And then finally, if you are on a drug for restless leg syndrome or Parkinson's disease, I guess this woman got diagnosed with restless leg syndrome. They put her on this pill, whatever it was, and it's a class of drugs known as dopamine antagonist, agonist. I don't know what it is, a big word. Anyway, but something happened in her brain, and she couldn't get off a Candy Crush.
She got addicted, obsessed with
it. Yeah, she got addicted with Candy Crush, and then she turned it to the slot machine games, and she spent all her money on it because it's not her fault. She was prescribed this drug, and they say that the doctor didn't tell her that it can make her addicted to things, and so she got $215,000 from the hospital, from the doctor.
No kidding.
Yeah, compensation for being...
And they're saying the medicine is what made her addicted to all this stuff.
Yep, it impaired her impulse control. Whoa. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that one.
You don't?
I don't know.
Well, I will tell you, I know the opposite, which is semi-glutide makes you not want to drink. You know?
Yeah. I just don't know if anything can make you, addicted to gambling.
But if you're enhancing your dopamine...
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. If it enhances it, then you're more likely to do things that give you that rush.
It says dopamine is a neurotransmitter responsible for feelings of reward, and the artificial increase caused by these drugs can make someone seek out more of it, and that's something mobile games excel at providing.
All right.
I just want more! I do.
So it started with Candy Crush, and then it rolled over to a slot machine?
Yeah, she then played online slots. Virtual slots.
Wow.
I have never, ever played virtual slots because I'm terrified.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. Well, I'm not terrified. I just don't trust them. I think they're cheaters.
I do too.
I think it's programmed, and I think you're going to lose no matter what, and I'm just not going to go there, you know?
Yeah, but Candy Crush was fun.
Oh.
Yeah. I bet I haven't played that in, I don't know, 7 years, 8 years, something like that.
I had to stop myself because I was paying to get up level.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, because I couldn't get past the level. I was like, this
is
stupid.
Wait a minute. You slammed Schmadil for buying skins that weren't anything, and you're upgrading your Candy Crush?
I did it 5 times.
Gacha games are the worst, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm clean, though. I'm clean now. I haven't touched it since.
In remission.
Right. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
It is a BJ and Jamie morning show.
BJ and Jamie.
So, when you don't hear the BJ and Jamie morning show talking, from 9:15 to 9:30, just assume we're being yelled at by the boss.
Oh, it was you. It wasn't me.
I'm just saying.
Ha ha.
We get yelled at sometimes.
Not we. He.
I guess he wasn't happy with the fact that I said Pam Anderson could use more makeup. I'm not saying it again. I'm just saying why he was yelling at me. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it. I don't want to be in trouble again. I'm just saying that was what it was about.
Well, and yell is strong. He just nicely said, you know, you sound like a sexist pig.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong
and
language.
And then he went like this, oink, 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 as he walked out of the room.
He did. No, she's not lying.
Just started talking to.
Yeah, he started oinking.
It was weird.
How can you take a boss seriously when he's oinking at you? I mean, think about that for a minute.
Exactly.
A guy standing here going, oink, 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 BJ, oink, oink, oink. It's like, well, what are you talking about? Pam Anderson.
Okay, can we just go?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever heard of somebody getting their toenails removed?
Toenails?
What?
Yeah.
For an ingrown toenail?
Ingrown toenail. You're having problems with it, so just get them all taken off.
All of them?
Yeah.
Not all of them. I've heard of one.
My wife claims she's getting them all taken off.
What?
She's getting all her toenails taken off?
She had one taken out today. And then she's going to have the rest removed later, either this week or next week.
Is she diabetic?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I want a wife with no toenails. I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Do I want a wife with no toenails?
No.
I need to talk to her.
I wonder if
honey, don't do it yet.
I wonder if they have Lee press on toenails.
I don't know.
I think they do.
But yeah. I swear, she just sent me a text. She's at the doctor's. She's leaving. They took off one toenail today. The other toenails, I need to grow a little bit, then trim them, and then they can remove the rest of the toenails. Oh.
Well, what's going on? That's a weird text, and you don't have any backstory.
No information whatsoever.
Do you pay attention to your wife at all?
I need to start. I really do.
I bet she told you all about this last night.
Yep, she did.
She did.
And you do what you do to us in the studio. What?
And she probably has some underlying condition that's really bad and really scary, and you are just like, I don't want a wife without any toenails.
Uh-oh, here comes the boss again. Oink, 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 oink.
Oh, no, you know what? He just came in here and said, did she call a tow truck? It's my only toe joke. It's the only one I got.
A toenailless wife.
Listen, write her back. What? Ask her if she called the tow truck. See if she laughs. See if she laughs.
I'm gonna go ahead. What's this? Did you?
Oh my God.
Oh no, he is doing it.
You call a tow truck.
Hey, good luck later.
Oh
my God.
Good luck.
Oh no. Oh no.
I hope you like sleeping on the couch.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, he's gonna be sleeping outside.
Oh my God.
He's got a hammock out there. Yeah.
Did you call a tow truck?
He sent it, you guys. Empathy at all. Hey. Just simply a joke.
See you later, bud.
This is before the tow truck. My toe just got two more lidocaine shots.
Lidocaine.
Okay, lidocaine.
That's an L, not an I.
So she's real serious about this. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. You can
Did
see her
you call the bubbles. A tow truck?
You can see her writing.
No, it's just silent. Oh. There is no writing. All right, we gotta go. Oink, 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 oink. We gotta go. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. Going to be beautiful today. 63. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie weekday mornings on Alice.